Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Joel.
Now, what do we think is going to happen in Kong vs. Godzilla?
Godzilla vs. Kong.
No, Kong vs.
We all took a moment there to be like, you know what, fair enough, Kong first. Yeah.
And like when we looked up the trailer for the stuff before we did this, because we watched the trailer.
Yeah.
We, look, I understand that you expect the bare minimum of us, and we often give
we're
you less than
deliver,
that,
you know? Yeah.
But we did watch the trailer.
Yeah.
But first we accidentally watched a combination. All the TV spots edited together, which was mostly just the line, we need Kong on
yeah,
repeat.
We need Kong. They're two titans of whatever. Mm. Something's making them act this way. Who knows what's going on? I'm Millie Bobby Brown, you know.
Mm. 11.
11?
I haven't seen Stranger Things. Don't question me on it.
I was just going to accept 11. Move on. Yeah, so,
11's
hey,
not a... Is that her...
You'd know.
No, do you want to know? Do you want to know?
Okay.
Yep.
Is it their name?
Mm-hmm.
And is it a name that they got in the upside down?
No.
So now you want clarification.
Do you want clarification?
You idiot. Nickname?
You've no. stood on a landmine full.
Is their name just 11?
Okay, I'll give you, okay, maybe not a hint, but maybe, okay, so you know how Wolverine, his name is Logan,
yeah.
but also Weapon X.
Yeah.
So this would be like
11 is like, so it's like Umbrella Academy shit.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I've not seen that, but I ain't going to ask
I think
any
they
questions.
Have numbers in that. Godzilla vs. Kong.
Yeah, Godzilla vs. Kong. Okay.
Well, have Godzilla? We seen Godzilla?
Yeah.
Have we seen Godzilla King of Monsters?
Yes.
Yeah.
This, okay, have we seen Kong Skull Island?
Yes.
No. I haven't seen the only one that interests me for some reason.
What?
A big what? Monkey, I was like, yes.
No, thank you.
But yes,
yes,
please.
Yes, please. No, thanks.
I'm glad that movie exists. Am I going to watch it? Apparently not.
Absolutely
I would
not.
Have put money on yes, but it turns out the answer is no.
Godzilla. No, what? Thank you. Yes, please.
What happened in the first Godzilla film?
I don't know. I've not seen it.
I think I've seen it.
Bryan Cranston is an interesting character.
Taylor Thomas, isn't it?
Taylor and Aaron Johnson.
Yeah,
sure.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. Taylor Aaron Johnson.
Taylor's Aaron.
Aaron Taylor Johnson is in it with Tenet. Elizabeth Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, so here's the thing. This came out the same year as Age of Ultron.
Oh, yeah.
And they play brother and sister in Age of Ultron, but they play lovers in this, and it was interesting marketing move, everyone.
Yeah. What a choice.
Anyway, the first Godzilla movie everyone liked, I fucking hated.
Mm-hmm.
On brand, I get it. Bryan Cranston's character's interesting, but then they kill him 20 minutes into the movie, and then they give you Aaron Taylor Johnson,
that
who
was
sucks.
That was the big criticism, yeah.
And Elizabeth Olsen is great in everything, but they give her nothing to do.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Then we had Kong Skull Island.
Which
I loved, except for the... It was,
you hated that Brie Larson was in it because she wrecked the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, exactly. I'm an incel. Yeah. Okay.
Just checking.
What's the opposite of an incel? I'm that.
Man whom fucks?
Yes. I'm a man who fucks.
Whom,
excuse me.
A man whom fucks.
So, Kong Skull Island is set in the 1970s. Let's say 70s, mm-hmm. 60s, 70s.
Where, groovy, baby, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Where a whole bunch of fellas end up on Skull Island. They see Baby Kong. Mm-hmm. We have to assume Baby Kong.
Because his parents and he loves more than...
There's a big skull, isn't there?
And then, his mum and dad.
Yeah, and he's Big Boy Kong now. Yeah. He fights an octopus. It's sick as hell. Mm-hmm. Vietnam allegories. It's great. Mm-hmm. And then we got Godzilla King of Monsters.
Which tricked me because I saw Shin Godzilla, which is unrelated to these.
Yeah.
And I didn't think this was a sequel, but I was like, that movie was really good. Mm. So maybe they're going to be being like, oh, we should match the stakes of that one.
Yeah.
But
alas,
they didn't because Shin Godzilla is sick and Godzilla King of Monsters very bad.
In fact,
I found a Letterboxd review that I made of Godzilla King of Monsters, which I think will set the tone for how I'm feeling about everything.
See, I went into that movie be excited because I like Kyle Chandler.
Yeah.
I love him in everything. I watch him do, you know, a lot of bad things, and I have.
Yeah,
and
he's
I
in
did
a lot of bad
movies. This movie that was bad.
So
I gave it one star. Not okay. a good start, but maybe it's a maybe the I don't know.
Maybe it's yeah, we'll see.
Every character in this movie sucks. Yep. The dialogue is the worst. Yeah, I hate my friends bad. Who took me to see this. Yeah, I'll end up seeing Godzilla 3. I may put a bullet in my brain.
That's fair.
Did we see it with you?
Yes.
Yeah, we're the friends.
Yeah, yeah, you're the friends in that question.
The Rivoli. That movie had three. Yeah, we went to the Rivoli.
I think we also saw it at the same time. We saw another movie. Oh no, that was a different time because me and you saw a double feature.
Rocket Man. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we saw Rocket. Yeah.
Good times.
And then everyone met us later for that, and we just saw Rocket Man.
We were like, we were riding the Rocket Man. And then we were like just punching the bread basket that was Godzilla, King of Monsters.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. So, Godzilla, King of Monsters, whatever. Godzilla.
He's killed Mothra.
Yeah, Godzilla and Mothra are pals. Yeah, they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. No, who does he kill?
He kills Ghidorah. King Ghidorah.
Ghidorah maybe wounds Mothra?
Yeah. Mothra probably dies. Mm-hmm. The Monarch program has all of the spooky monsters in their big cages. Then they release them to fight everybody. It's a whole big deal. There's a weird through line through all of the Godzilla King Kong movies where they're like, back in prehistory, there were just big guys. Yeah. Don't worry about it. And even though they're like, King Kong's clearly one of many Kongs, it's not important. No. There were just one big animal for each. In the end of Godzilla King of Monsters, they all come up and worship Godzilla. He is the king of monsters. But now...
And he shoots a beam in the sky.
Yeah, exactly. But now something's changed.
Godzilla, he was a good guy at the end of that, sort of. As good as a big lizard can be.
Now Godzilla, bad lizard.
Yeah.
Because something is upsetting them or something.
Yeah. As Millie Bobby Brown says.
11.
11, excuse me. As 11 says.
Oh, no one knows where that name came from.
Yeah.
Could be anything. Nickname, real name, yeah, bad to say.
11 title? Johnny. That's her name.
So she keeps saying, like, something's making them act this way. And everybody says, so Godzilla's clearly gone bananas.
Mm.
And who do you get when someone goes bananas?
When bananas?
The world needs Kong.
Yes. Sorry, Bob, it does. So they've brought Kong out of Skull Island.
On a garbage thing.
Barge. Yeah. And they keep saying as well that Godzilla will be drawn to Kong because they're the last two titans of the alpha. Before time. Yeah, the alpha monsters.
What happened with in the old other movie with
King of Monsters?
Yeah, that one. With Godzilla and Ghidorah. It was just like they were drawn to each other.
Exactly.
You kind of,
even though Ghidorah was an alien and shouldn't have been part of that ecosystem, but whatever.
Was Ghidorah an alien in that film?
Yeah. Ghidorah's an alien. They say, I think in King of Monsters, the implication is that Ghidorah like upsets the natural balance, and that's why Godzilla's fighting him. But in this, Godzilla and King Kong are both alpha titans, and so they got a rumble. I mean, who cares, really? Like that's not what you're watching the film for. You just want to see King Kong do a big wallop on.
Best shot of the trailer is King Kong just wails on
just a hail maker in the side of Godzilla's face
and then hit him with an axe.
Yeah,
and then Kong also has an axe, which is good.
Monkey have tool. Yeah, so obviously
he evolves.
Yeah.
He's in the Stone Age.
Yeah. He's gonna make a house.
What if at the end of the movie he turns into a guy? Evolution is complete.
What if he's a caveman?
That's cool.
Big question, and I think we all know the answer. Who's gonna win?
Kong.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Well, who
do we want to win?
Yeah, Kong. We're Kong heads. Kong. You know? He's a monkey.
Yeah.
They're big.
Yeah. He got thumbs.
We think Kong is going to win, but I think what we're actually going to find out is that because Godzilla in the trailer, it's implied, is acting funny and attacking certain things.
Yeah.
I think we're going to find out that there is like another thing.
Yes.
And we're going to team up and fight that thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
What do we think that thing is going to be?
I don't know. There is
one thing.
Oh.
That they could be doing that we have yet to see.
Giant mech?
Yes.
Mecha Godzilla?
Yes.
Mecha Kong? Two mechas? Godzilla versus Kong versus Mecha Godzilla versus Mecha Kong? Tell me that wouldn't be the greatest thing you'd
ever
see.
It would make the most amount of money in the world.
Which is
why they're too scared to do it.
Cowards.
No, I think you're definitely right. There's no way, because in the original Godzilla versus Kong, wasn't it a thing, or maybe this was a myth, that in Japan, Godzilla won, but in America, King Kong won?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I've heard that as a thing. But, like, I feel like, again, there is this weird implication if one wins or the other. You know what I mean? It's like, anytime it's two superheroes, two very popular superheroes fight, you're like, obviously, No one's going to definitively prove that one is better than the other.
Are you saying it's kind of like an allegory of, say, like in Rocky 1 where we fight Russian men?
Yeah, kind of
like you got America versus Russia.
Yeah.
It's Rocky 4.
Yeah. So it just feels like it would be maybe a bit weird to be
if he dies, he dies.
Yeah, that's basically what Godzilla's saying.
Yeah. We need Kong or whatever. So I think you're right. I don't think that one's going to beat the other.
We do know it's going to be Kong.
Well, yeah. If it comes to it, Kong will win. Kong has thumbs. You know,
Kong
what I
has thumbs can gouge Godzilla's eyes, which is a scene we might get.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody's like, oh, Godzilla's got laser beams or whatever. But as evidenced, Kong he tanks them.
Kong uses an axe that he got from somewhere that's clearly powerful because it sucks in the beam.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he fucking hits him in the head with it.
He got that axe from somewhere on Skull Island, it seems like.
So what makes you think he got it from Skull Island? Does it say on the axe or just because it's got like a skull head?
Because there's the scene where he puts his hand on the Kong print. They're like, there's something greater going on here.
So who made the axe? Bigger Kongs?
Ancient Kongs.
Old Kongs.
Yeah.
Old Kongs to fight big lizards?
Yeah. My genuine theory is that some part of me imagines Kong putting his hand on that Kong print and opening up like a secret room or whatever. But I think
artillery.
Yeah, something not... Yeah, like an armory.
Armory, that's
yeah,
what I
think something not dissimilar from that could happen. I think there's a chance that Kong will be like, because he's the last of the Kongs, right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Maybe all the Kongs were already in the Stone Age. Maybe the Kongs are maybe in the Bronze Age. We just didn't know about it.
Kong some armor. Kind of... How good would Kong armor be?
Maybe Kongs in the Bronze Age and like some like a Kong catastrophe happened where they forgot their history and then they had to go back from primitive to get armor
again. How's this for speculation?
Yes.
Speculation. Mm-hmm. So Kong gets the axe, right?
Yep.
To fight Godzilla.
Yes.
But then when Mecha Godzilla arrives, or the larger threat, they're like, that wasn't the only stash of Kong weapons or whatever. And that's when we get Godzilla. I know there's nowhere that said Kong will be in armor, but I'm putting it out here now. We'll get Kong armor by the end of this movie. Mm-hmm. And maybe Godzilla armor if we're lucky.
Well, Mecha Godzilla. What is Mecha Godzilla if not just Godzilla armor?
Maybe Godzilla will turn Mecha Godzilla into armor.
Yeah.
To wear, to then fight Kong again.
First we fight each other, then we fight this metal asshole.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to wear that metal asshole, then I'm going to punch you in the face.
I'm going to fight you again because actually I'm not over it.
So, this is a bit of based speculation, but the composer said that one of the fight scenes goes for 18 minutes.
Wow.
That's will that great. Be good or will I be bored?
Oh, yeah, I'll be bored. No, I'll definitely be bored.
20 minutes is a long time. So that's like an episode of Friends, basically.
But it's one fight between a lizard and an ape. It depends on where the fight is, because they could keep it interesting. But if it's another fight in a city where Kong bonks a fella's head into a skyscraper.
What if it's that Tokyo one with the axe?
It could be cool. But if the stakes are just like, they're wailing on each other, I hope one of them... Because like... The problem, no, it's not the problem because it is what you enjoy out of a movie like this. But I guess the problem is that neither of them are going to die. Like, nobody can really win, you know what I mean?
I think the problem is that usually...
Not every fight has to end in a death, Jackson.
Yeah, actually, that isn't a problem at all. What's wrong with you?
Well, if Kong...
I mean, the movie's not going to have Kong behead Godzilla and me stand up and clap and slap my belly in anticipation for the next
film. The movie makers are cowards.
Yeah, they won't kill Godzilla with an axe. But what I mean is that... So, like, Godzilla's going to punch... Kong's going to punch Godzilla. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
But it doesn't ever really feel like it's leaving lasting damage. You know what I mean?
It might. Godzilla's died before. Kongzilla. Godzilla.
New speculation. They have a baby.
Godzilla lays eggs at the end of this film, and then a Kong comes out, and you're like, Kongzilla.
Oh my god, that furry lizard.
Yeah,
yuck.
That would be cool.
No, the problem with the Godzilla fights is often they just, because they're CGI fights, they just shroud them in darkness. You can't really tell what's going on, and who cares?
For sure. I just know that during King of Monsters, it would be like, this guy lasers that guy, lasers this guy, like nothing felt like it had like lasting impact. But it might maybe more with Kong and Godzilla, I don't know. but that's just how I feel. Love it or leave it. There it is.
Sorry, you've never watched a fight in a movie where if someone doesn't die, you're like, that's a good
No, it's not
fight.
Necessarily about death. It's just about like, I don't
you
know.
Said it was about death.
Yeah. You did. And then you I backpedaled.
Okay. You were a goal.
Yes.
And implied it was about lasting damage.
So what? Do you want like him to, you know, Kong to bop Godzilla in the jaw, him to break his jaw, him to have a broken jaw for a bit?
No, I just feel like there's no stakes, I guess.
What about
What kind of stakes would make it interesting for you? Like, what does Godzilla have to have on the line?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Like a career?
Yeah.
The love of a good woman?
Just fights for fight's sake don't excite me that much, I suppose. Yeah.
They're not fighting just because they saw each other.
Yeah.
There'll be a bigger picture.
Yeah, I know.
So the only fights you
All
find
I think
satisfying...
is that a 20-minute fight...
Yeah.
Like...
It's... Oh, no, I'm not against you on this. I'm just trying to figure out what movie fights you like, because you made a crazy statement.
Yeah.
So the only fights on a big screen or small screen, like Dragon Ball Z, where Gohan's arm gets broken and then he has to fight with a broken arm against
that's
Cell,
cool.
That's good.
Yeah. That
but then
good.
Goku versus Frieza, not good because Frieza comes back. There's no stakes.
Yeah, well, okay. I guess, like, think about maybe...
And then Trunks cuts Frieza in half.
I hate this conversation.
I don't know what you're talking about. So, like, I don't know.
You know Dragon Ball. You love Dragon Ball.
Maybe the fight at the end of Civil War, because you know why each one is invested beyond just, I don't know, they've got an ancient feud. Don't worry about it. That's not the important bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look, that was a good fight. I like that fight.
Yeah, because I know why each person is fighting. It's not just like, well...
What if you have...
Fight lizards.
What if you have the little girl who's translating as they're fighting? So you have her being like, oh, he's fighting because...
Yeah, what if she signs out, hey, Godzilla, Kong fucked your mom?
Yeah, I would love that. And if she could direct it to me, if it could begin with, hey, Jackson.
Yeah.
I was thinking, because doesn't remind me, because I don't really remember Godzilla King of Monsters, and I've never seen Godzilla.
You are directing this at me, a man who hated the movie and has no recollection of it.
I'll move on then. Millie Bobby Brown.
Yes.
Does she have a connection to Godzilla?
No.
Okay.
I think she just uses radio to signal...
Because I was like, it would be really cool if it was like Millie Bobby Brown's got a connection to Godzilla and the Kong girl's got a connection to Kong and we get like...
And they fight.
Yeah, something
there. Child bashing?
Yeah. I just imagine like Millie Bobby Brown swinging a punch at the same time as Godzilla and that
I'll
other
I'll tell you
girl.
What movie you're going to absolutely love. Yeah. Pacific Rim, which is just that.
Yeah, but they're not children, so...
I was going to say, the fights in Pacific Rim, like, did you care for them at all?
I didn't care for them
at all. You want children fighting in giant mechs and they don't really want to be there.
Yeah.
And I got something for you. Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Oh, no. Get in the mech, Shinji or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, close.
I know, nearly.
Yeah. He hates it because it hurts him.
Yeah. Oh, that's
fair. And he's drowning because they're also submerged in the thing in blood.
Yeah, I would hate that too. Yeah.
That's a fair thing to hate.
That's reasonable. Yeah, that's a reasonable reaction.
But it's for humanity. How far will you go to protect the world?
Not far at all.
Neither was Shinji, apparently. He's 14 and sad.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Gets on a train heaps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a cool character trait.
And when he runs away, he's got no home to go to.
Okay. Is he there for the journey? You know what? I don't know.
You're stepping in the landmine again. You know?
No, he's literally on a train there heaps because he...
legs blown off.
His dad
Mama's in tears.
His dad runs the thing that he's running away from, and he lives with someone that works there, so he can't...
You come home from the war. America's
he just rides a train to the end of the line.
So what is the journey?
Well, no, it's just somewhere to sit.
Yeah.
It's nowhere. That's why he's on the train.
It's
anyway.
Cool how little I listened to that. That's awesome. Yes.
Jackson,
so anyway.
You not listening isn't a trait. You do it all the time.
It is a trait, then.
Yeah, but it's not a... Sorry, it's not a...
It's not a good trait.
Oh, yeah, no, that is true.
You not listening in the middle of a podcast is
not notable.
A surprising trait.
You do it
all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, that's how I feel about Godzilla. Yeah.
So your speculation is that the fight means nothing and therefore you don't care?
No, my speculation is I hope it means something. Mm. I hope that a 20-minute fight, because Sam was like, well, it'll be boring. I hope the 20-minute fight has, like, stakes and is not just, if it's just...
I suspect the 20-minute fight will also be the same fight where the third party is introduced.
Yeah, I think you're right, for sure.
Well, yeah, you just can't have a 20-minute fight between Big Lizard and Big Monkey.
Yeah. Like, at a certain point, that will run its course, yeah. Surely.
Unless it starts small and gets big and keeps getting bigger and, like, then they go from, escalate, like,
yeah.
Is it, or is like, the gonna... sea into the city and it's, like, that neon-lit city.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're just, like, pitching like, Peter Griffin fighting a chicken.
Yeah, that's true.
How Let many me tell time... you.
Yeah.
Every time I think about that scene, I laugh and I laugh and I laugh and then I cry because of how much I'm laughing. Yeah. Knowing that I'll never feel that level of joy again until I saw the trailer for Godzilla versus Kong.
And you were like, this is just like my favorite. And we were like, we know your favorite Family Guy bit.
Yes. No, my favorite bit, full stop.
Your favorite moment in any piece of media.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And Peter Griffin fights the chicken man for...
maybe what? Half the episode?
Yeah, who can say?
God. Yeah. Imagine like, the writer's room of that episode, and you're like, hang on, is this a good bit for me? Look, I'm coming up short.
Imagine just being like, okay, so, because there were many chicken fights, it's a 15-minute episode, and someone's like, dude, chuck in a chicken fight. we have a plug for this hole.
This is
fucking chicken fight.
Whatever. Anyway. We've got like 5 minutes of episode, chicken fight. Good.
But if I that would at least keep me more occupied than if it all stayed in a city.
Mm.
If it was like in the trailer, that fight we see at sea on the barge, and then that moved onto the beach. Yeah. Beach fight. Yeah. Sand.
Ooh, throwing big sand. Monkey throwing sand into lizard eyes.
Into city. Into farms, up a mountain. I could watch that.
What if
I started if we like quickly smash cutting a lot? So you just like in the background, you see little bits of trails of destruction. Yeah. So you're like, okay, this is the same fight.
Yeah,
you
know still
how
going.
Like clocks and stuff sometimes have that like circle and it like slides across as the time goes to the background. It's
so it goes
like day to night. What if it's just them fighting, taking your turns throwing a punch, and then the background's just changing like that.
Oh yeah,
that would rule too.
That's also very
that
good.
Would be powerful.
I like the idea of people in the film like. Who are like you know part of the universe of Godzilla and Kong, watching the fights and they're cheering.
Yeah,
and then but it's going on for so long that they get bit bored. Yeah. They're like, yeah, I guess.
How cool would this be if within the universe of the film you got Godzilla stands and Kong stands? If like because presumably the way the film's set up is that Godzilla's the villain, you know, until you know he turns or whatever, and Kong is our hero.
Yeah,
but the idea of just having people with big Kong flags or big Godzilla flags. Yeah. That would be great.
I hope we do, because I think, you know, we kind of already had that in, like, Ken Watanabe in the first two Godzilla films. He was a big Godzilla stan.
Yeah. Shouts to Ken.
Yeah. So maybe we will get something like that.
I think, here's a bit of baseless speculation, the first, like, 30 to 40 minutes of the film is just going to be focused entirely on Kong, getting Kong to where they need to be.
Yeah, because he's trapped in a big
also, because the last time we saw him was 40 years ago.
Yeah. Well, he's gotten big.
Oh,
we're
going to get, okay, if we get like, so we get a scene, basically a long sequence of basically Kong growing up in like the last 40 years, I may cry.
That would be cool. Why do we think Kong has such a connection to this little girl? What's going on there?
I don't know. Same way that, like, a child, like...
who can say?
I don't know. It's the opposite. Not the opposite, but it's just, like, a variation on being horny for woman now. It's, like, feels love for child.
Nah, I think it's because she lost her parents, just like Kong lost his parents.
That's a huge and probably spot-on call.
Yeah.
I think that there's some extra, like, monarch... Titan magic going on because she has lots of weird tattoos on her arm.
Ah,
I wouldn't be shocked.
Kids with tattoos usually mean something.
Here's a weird
like thing. Mortal World.
Yeah. In the Mortal Kombat trailer. here's the thing. The Warner Brothers logo and the whatever the other logo
Legendary
logo, they have this like weird shimmer across them. Mm. It's like a kind of like a techno shimmer. And I don't know if...
Can you just clarify what shimmer you meant by saying a techno shimmer, which is a thing you just made up?
Yeah, but I think the people will
understand. Like a bit like a sound wavy type thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, you lost me.
Anyway.
Please, no. Not anyway.
Okay.
What do you mean by a techno shimmer?
As in it looks like machines.
Like as in...
like it looks like...
Like a glitch is happening?
Yeah, kind of.
Like a glitch happening.
Do you mean like a
like
computer?
Machines.
Or do you mean a machine as in like it's like steam?
Like no, like a computer.
So glitches happen.
Kind of, yeah. It's kind of glitchy.
Like they're popping up on the screen.
Like if
computer.
You whack it, if you punch a TV.
Yeah.
You know, and there's like the kind of like from it. Kind of looks like that. Yeah.
Okay.
You saw the trailer.
Anyway. Yeah, I know. That's why it was baffling to hear you describe it as a techno shimmer.
I was more baffled by machines.
You know, like machines.
Anyway, my point is, what is that representing? Is that the dome that Kong's in, or is that some other... You reckon it's Kong's dome?
Yeah, I think it's going... Yeah, like, again, if you're going with this techno shimmer with the logo, maybe we open up on the techno shimmer that is the dome.
I don't know. I think that there's going to be... this is my prediction, and this is, like, outside odds. This is maybe like I've got nothing to base this on.
You're in the right place.
Yeah, but I feel like there's going to be some extra doohickey kind of like tech, like again Kong finding an armory or the girl having like a connection to Kong. I think there's going to be some weird sci-fi-ish but ancient sci-fi shit happening in
brave
this.
Call yeah. to suggest so, there'll be sci-fi in this
kind of like you never played Horizon Zero Dawn, did
no,
you?
But like that.
But sort of something similar where it's, you know, futuristic but primitive.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe I'm getting. Like the girl's got like some kind of psychic connection to Kong. Opens a secret room with all of the Kong axes armor. In it. Yeah, and Kong armor.
Do you think the Hollow Earth theory being true, it will come up in this film?
Well, that could they could do like an ancient technology, like an early race of man, a Hyperborean race of man used to work in tandem with the Kongs and the Godzillas, and that was the ancient world, and she's a descendant or some shit. That could happen.
Do you think that maybe it's just that Kong isn't special, but was simply just a monkey that got too big?
That would also be a delightful thing to discover.
Oh no, that monkey's grown too big.
They were like,
"This is what happened." You know how goldfish, how they grow to the size of the enclosure. This is just what happens with big monkeys.
If we killed all gorillas but one, we'd get a Kong. That's how you got a Mighty Joe Young, dude.
That's true, dude.
So you know,
maybe
if they ever seen in this movie where it's like. You know, somebody's going over to try to research Kong and they come back and they're like, what did you learn? You're like, nothing. He's just a monkey that got big.
There's no other monkeys. This is what happens with monkeys when they get too big. We just don't know about this because we've never seen it.
They've got a lot of monkeys. Yeah. So that makes sense. Send him out to fight Godzilla. So anyway, that's kind of how I feel it'll go, which I know it's unlike, there's not really hinted at in the trailer, but that's just the vibe I get.
Well, are saying that it is hinted at in the trailer with the techno.
Well, the techno shimmer does a bit
caused by machines.
Like
machines,
similar to machines.
Well, no, because you got techno shimmer, and then you've also got like the where the Kong enclosure. Basically,
That's
also techno.
That's true. It could be Monarch very well. Be the
also
Kong
has
enclosure.
That vibe. It's all a sci-fi thing, which is why I said, "Wow, brave of you to say sci-fi." Yeah, yeah. But everyone took it. I imagine also the listeners on face value. But I was being facetious.
No, I understood. Yeah, but okay. Then Zammit was agreeing with me, so I ignored you. I was like, I don't need to take that. Yeah. Time to move on.
Hey, yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Wait, damn,
we're playing the good job. We're playing good job, bad job.
Yeah, no. This is always works out poorly. For me, either way.
We're sitting on the same side of the table. You're not. Yeah. It's like some kind of Joel job interview.
I'm applying to be a Joel.
No.
You have not made that cut.
So obviously, I don't think we're going to get much Godzilla stuff in this, at least at first, because Godzilla has obviously had two films and also both of them have taken place in the present.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Fair.
Quotation marks. So, like, it's kind of just probably going to follow where they left off. They might just touch on the fact that the King of Monsters has turned, and I reckon we get that thrown around heaps.
Will we get any other Titans? Because there's been quite a few other ones. The King of Monsters has, like, 20 or something, but
one of which
looks like a big horse, which is cool.
Bring that one back.
Yeah.
Kong should ride it.
Yes.
I think what's probably going to happen, I think JD kind of on the money there, it's just that I reckon you're going to get this like stuff that's going to be like Kong. Mostly focused on Kong, and then you're going to get this maybe like in the background, like Godzilla's mad. You might get like, you know, film, as in like news footage of like, say, cities and like villages and like places that Godzilla is just fucked up for some unknown reason.
Yeah.
Which will be like later on, if you're paying attention to those cities, you're like, oh, a connection.
That's what,
It's going to be the S.H.I.E.L.D. reveal from... the MCU, I reckon. It'll be like Monarch, but there's also like a bad guy's working within Monarch that are trying to do a separate thing. Okay. So Monarch ends up fighting itself.
Yeah.
What did Charles Dance, he was in...
Don't know if you said Dance, and that just came into my head. Okay. Charles Dance, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Was he in King of Monsters as the eco-terrorist?
Yes. Okay. Yes, he was.
Okay.
Yes, he was. It's crazy eco-terrorists are the bad guys in that movie. There's a lot to unpack there.
11, her mum, she died?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, yeah, it was Sally Hawkins, right?
Mm. Yeah. Her dad is Carl Chandler, yeah?
Yes, I think so. Okay. Yeah. Carl, who's back? Who's back for this? Yeah.
Welcome back, Carl.
Did he like Godzilla? Did he hate Godzilla? Was he
I think he was
Godzilla
ambivalent
neutral?
Towards Godzilla. Yeah. Mm. He was neutral towards the big lizard.
Not mad at wife?
Not mad enough that he's happy she's dead, if that's what you're
No, no, no.
Thank God Godzilla took care of that problem.
But he was like, she eco-terrorist bad. Was he military boy?
Was she an eco-terrorist?
I try not to remember that film.
She's working with Charles Dance for a bit.
Yeah, she was. But was it
a twist? Like, as in, was Charles Dance be like, actually, I'm going to nuke the...
No, I think he was. I think Charles Dance tricked her. I remember
similar
this
to what I'm saying Monarch will happen.
Yeah. I think so. I think you're right. Yeah. Why do we think, because Godzilla wanting to fight Mechagodzilla is kind of almost not enough for Godzilla to fight Kong? You know what I mean?
Yeah, why? So what's making Godzilla go on the fritz?
What about this? I almost want to take it at face value. Yeah. They're two titans?
Two alpha titans can't exist.
Yeah.
They hate each other.
If that was the case, that wouldn't shock me. If they were like, there's no choice.
Something's gone, we don't know why. Oh, it's just because Kong
I don't think in the trailer with King Ghidorah for Godzilla King of Monsters or whatever, they were like, oh, why does he want to... They were just like, this is the rules.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's kind of how
Titans
the...
Titans are territorial.
Yeah, that's kind of how the Godzilla movies play out. They're just like, this is... It's very face value. Actually, twists are pretty rare in these movies.
What are you talking about? Bryan Cranston dies in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah. But like in King of Monsters, like, was there any like, it was just like, it's pretty, here
Godzilla
it is.
Godzilla dies and comes back.
I suppose it's kind of a twist. But yeah, I'm going to predict it's just exactly face value. Yeah,
it's just like that when they were transporting Kong to put him on a stage show, they got into Godzilla waters and Godzilla was like, no.
Nope, I got to get him.
No.
Godzilla just come back because he's a bad guy now. The end.
He lived long enough for him to become the villain.
Like, they could put that as well. I think definitely you're right. They'll team up.
Very similar to Two-Face because Two-Face also basically died.
Yeah.
And came back and he was the villain again.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Godzilla died, got nuked by a noted Godzilla stan, Ken Watanabe.
I think so. But then Godzilla comes back and fights Ghidorah. And then he does a big roar and all of the Titans are like, yeah!
Yeah, we love that.
I'm a big horse.
Imagine, I just want this scene where King Kong fights that horse thing.
Yeah.
Because I like the idea of Kong riding the horse and like wrestling with it, but then getting his big Kong hands and just slamming into either side of the horse head.
Oh, yes! Oh, that would be fabulous.
So how long do you reckon has happened in between the last film and this film?
20 minutes.
We're going to pick up basically like almost straight away?
No, it'll be years later.
It'll be years later and it'll be the kind of wonderful thing where you're like, how are all these cities rebuilt so quickly?
It'll be set in the present. It'll be like 2020.
Yeah. I think that's very feasible.
In the trailer that I was half paying attention to.
Sure.
There was a group of people cheering. Were they cheering Monsters Fight?
I don't remember the people cheering, so I can't help you there.
Yes, yeah. I reckon they were.
Okay.
So, like how, you know, it was like, what happened to the Titans? Have we orchestrated it to be a thing where we can maybe watch these Titans fight, and maybe that's what's happened to a lot of the Titans?
Oh, no.
We blood-sported them. Yeah. We're sorry.
Maybe.
Put him on the battle bus.
Yeah.
Thank you, driver, I think. I think that's what you say.
Could be.
You
sure.
You got to tip your hat to the driver when you're jumping out of the battle bus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fortnite? PUBG. I can't remember.
Okay, so what are you doing? Yeah. Well, I got Fortnite, but then I was somewhere else. How do we think it's going to end? That's the question.
They fight the third thing, kill the third thing. Godzilla goes back into the sea.
King Kong goes home.
I reckon King Kong might even get killed by people. I reckon they might make it into a...
like a kind of reimagining of the King Kong the movie.
Mm-hmm. Does he climb Empire State Building?
There'll definitely be a callback to that.
He's got to climb.
Yeah, yeah.
Get tall.
He's got to climb the building.
And also, I wouldn't be shocked because I think the Godzilla movies make money, but I don't think the Kong movies made that much money.
No,
so I think they won't be particularly... they won't care if they kill Kong, I don't think.
Yeah.
Kill Kong is a great name for anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would watch a movie called Kill Kong. That would be great. Maybe imagine a movie that like just didn't try to play King Kong sympathetically. They're just like, that's a scary big ape.
He's wrecking the city. It's time for me to kill that Kong.
Guy. Yeah. It's time to kill Kong. Yeah. So Godzilla comes back to fight Kong. They fight Mechagodzilla. The humans are like, well... let's kill Kong.
Kong will also win at some point and like beat Godzilla. Yeah. And I guess someone will be like, I guess Kong is king now.
Ah, yes. You're so right. Because Kong bows to no one, as we recall.
Kong bows to no one.
As the trailer said to us many times.
It's up there with, I heard it so, like, it's the same tone that it's like, this is Katana. The souls of her victims are trapped in her sword.
Yeah.
Kong bows to no one. It was the same inflection.
It was.
Same like, this is the 30th take of this scene.
Yeah,
and
it's
in the trailer a million times.
I'm not excited to see it. Yeah.
How does Mechagodzilla come about? I don't know much about like...
so I've heard crazy theories based on this that I've only half paid attention to because this movie is simultaneously a bit on my radar and not on my radar at all.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is that potentially this Godzilla is the baby of the original Godzilla and that the King of Monsters Godzilla is dead.
Oh, okay.
And they're trying to bring that Godzilla back. Similar to the Zod becoming Doomsday thing.
Oh, okay. So like,
so Godzilla is mad because dad dead? Everyone's lost their parents.
Yeah. Yes.
And is maybe attacking bases to try and get dead dad back.
Oh, okay.
Man, now he's sympathetic to me now.
Well, we
everyone's orphans. Okay, this movie's great now.
It would be cool.
Also, the Godzilla. This is based on the speculation. I believe that Godzilla is just huge in the first couple of movies, and even a giant ape wouldn't be anywhere near as big as Godzilla. So they've made the size disparity like
they've kind of evened it out. Yeah, yeah.
So this is adult ape and teen Godzilla.
Yeah.
Well,
did the original Godzilla, well, like the last two films, did he have web hands?
I can't. Yeah, probably. He lived underwater.
Yeah, I think he might. Yeah, I can't really remember. It would be cool if their version of Mechagodzilla was like a... like
reanimated corpse.
Yeah, that would be kind of sick. That would be cool.
Yeah, then little teen Godzilla has to fight his dad.
Alternatively, it could be a similar thing where it's just Godzilla and it's King Ghidorah that they're trying to reanimate.
Oh, yeah.
That's Mecha King Ghidorah.
Yeah.
But they'll call it Mechazilla or something.
Yeah. That could be cool.
Or they've taken parts of Ghidorah and combined it with parts of Godzilla or something.
Yeah. Kind of like a Indominus Rex sort of situation.
Okay. Why have they made that?
He helped last time. So
to control Godzilla?
Well, maybe it's the kind of thing where they're like, what if the monsters come back?
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like...
we're getting in dangerous territory again because it could be something very similar to an anime I know called Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Okay.
About trains.
Yeah.
It's not about trains. One of the characters just rides a train to run away.
How often? No. You said it was like a character trait.
Yeah. No, you said it was a character trait.
You said it was one of his traits.
He said, she said, who can
I said he runs away, he likes to catch trains, and you said
it was one of his traits. Listen to the tapes. Anyway, go on.
I think that it could be similar to what they do in Evangelion, which is like they build the Evas to fight the angels, and the Evas are made out of bits of angel. bad guys are called angels.
Yeah. Accepted.
So, like, the kind of thing where they're like the.
So they're making like a mech version of Godzilla to protect them from Godzilla, so but actually the mech's gone bad.
It's kind of like, okay, so Hollow Earth, real as hell.
Yeah,
we are getting monsters coming out left, right, and center. And sure, we've got Godzilla. He meant to protect us. We've also got Big Ape. He meant to protect us. But they're just animals. We can't control them.
Yeah, we don't know what Godzilla's going to do. Like,
and like the last time Godzilla came to protect us, look at the casualties. We need something on our side.
Yeah,
let's make our own Big Ape. Bigzilla, and that's what we're going
to fight them. I mean, I could have gone for a one that the audience will latch onto much easier, which is why Tony Stark makes Ultron.
Yeah, for sure. Got to build a Godzilla around the world, or whatever. You know,
got to build a Godzilla, a mech to protect a shield of the.
Yeah. I get it. So that could be the reason. It seems weird then to bring in Kong. If you've already got the Mechagodzilla to stop the Godzilla. Like,
but remember,
you know what I mean?
In this situation, I think that Monarch is split.
Oh, that's
one
true.
One part of Monarch, the good Monarch, that aren't doing that, are just monitoring, don't know that they're making a Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, that's true. You could even, if you didn't want to include a Mechagodzilla, and this would give something for the human characters to do, which is an awesome thing that happens in Godzilla movies, where the human characters are like, damn, I hope he wins.
But we focus on the humans heaps, and then one of them blows themselves up with an atomic bomb.
Yeah. But it would be something that could be the case is if Monarch has split in two, it could just be that bad Monarch is sending out signals to control regular Godzilla.
That's true also.
And then it's like, it's not about teaming up, it's about you've got to, they get whatever's fuckling Godzilla's brain.
Was there a post-credit scene of Godzilla King of Monsters? I think there was.
Yeah. In which?
My brain is already Kong? So stretching.
Wasn't that the Kong?
Was it a Kong?
Wasn't the post-credits Kong?
Was it?
I can't remember. It might have been.
Pretty sure it was being like Monarch with Kong.
Kong Ark.
Wasn't there like... Yeah, the post-credit for King of Monsters was like, also Kong is part of this universe.
Confirming
Kong.
Yes, I think it did confirm what Kong. I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember they were confirming Kong.
It might have been like they're like, there's so many more Titans out there. Even one on Sky.
Which one's going to be the king? Kong. Yeah.
I know there was. I think you're right. The post-credit scene did.
Is Charles Dance still alive? Like, was he looking into an enclosure?
Didn't he get hit by Godzilla? Look, I don't remember a lot of that film. I don't think anyone remembers a lot about that film. I'm pretty sure Charles Dance died.
Yeah, I think he died too.
Only because I used to assume.
I remember him falling off a boat. So, well, that can't be right.
Drowning?
Like just slipping.
So I have him being eaten by Godzilla. Well, actually, I haven't been eaten by Kong, which I know is wrong. Yeah. So I've made sure it's Godzilla in my brain.
So, Jackson, you, when you think about movies, often think about characters dying that don't die, but almost always when you're trying to remember a death, you think about them falling off something.
What's going on there?
How many movies have you seen where the bad guy actively falls off a
just
cliff?
Slips.
Did I, somewhere in my past, see someone slip off something and it's given me such trauma I just put it in all movies?
It's a recurring trait of yours.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, doesn't this happen? Like, no, Jackson, the bad guy doesn't just fall off a cliff from walking mindlessly.
One day I'm just going to come into work and, like, with 1,000 yards seeing and be like, what's wrong? I'm like, I think when I was 16 I saw a man die. I should call the cops and tell them where his skeleton will now be. I might need some time off work.
That's fair. That makes sense, dude.
Time off denied.
Excited to watch more movies and to understand them now. What do we think Millie Bobby Brown's role is going to be, and what do we think the child's role is
going to
be?
I honestly think that you're on the money with the fact that they're pretty much going to become like
frenemies.
Vessels for Godzilla and a vessel for Kong.
Yeah, I think that's feasible.
I don't remember enough of the second film of like what was Eleven's connection to Godzilla.
I don't remember
Godzilla,
if it was like explicitly, yeah.
If you were like, if they just shoehorn being like, just like this child has a connection to King Kong, she has a connection to Godzilla, I'd be like, all right, I'll eat that.
Yeah,
sure.
Maybe the creators of this film know that the two Godzilla movies are incredibly forgettable, so they can just pretend.
I think she has some connection. She certainly, but and this is so funny, but all I remember is her at like a radio being
radio powers.
Like, oh no, he needs something, or like I can feel something's amiss or whatever.
Yeah, she go to stadium and there's...
Does Eleven have radio powers in Stranger Things?
No, not really.
She's got telekinesis.
She's just a psychic.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So like it would...
They go to a stadium and then there's a big antenna and she does... signals.
But also, like
you thinking about the ending of A Quiet Place, which involves the radio.
No,
and the,
I don't remember because they do it at a stadium.
Yeah. No, I think, well, in my mind, she's on a boat, but...
Everyone's always on a boat!
I don't know what that's about.
So she's on a boat playing with the radio, and then Charles Dance slips off and falls into the sea?
Charles Dance creeping up behind her, and then... Whoa! Thinking of Cape Fear? You thinking of Cape Fear? Is that what you're thinking of?
I've ever really seen. That's on a boat,
yeah. Thinking about that movie that's also a real-life thing that happened where there was two people on a boat, and they fell off the boat and then had to survive in the water?
No, but I remember that film. Not really. But I know of it. No, but I think, yes, I think even if it wasn't full-on established in the first two ones, you could, I'm sure they could just be like, no, it is the case, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if she was so concerned about Godzilla in the first two, that's because she is Godzilla, or she has, like, a powerful connection because, like I said, I reckon there's going to be some doohickey, there's the humans used to live in harmony with the Kongs or whatever, and
I think it's just sort of like, I think JD is kind of right when it's going to be like, we're getting teen Godzilla.
Yeah, okay. I think that's fair.
I just think we're getting a lot of orphans. I think we're getting a lot of mummy-daddy issues.
Yeah.
A lot of dead moms, a lot of dead dads.
Well,
Carl Chandler's on the chopping block. Are he going to go?
Yeah. Well, Carl Chandler in the trailer, he's not in it for very long.
Yeah.
So what if Carl Chandler dies? And
Kong
then
chews on his skull.
Yeah, delish. But then Millie Bobby Brown's got no parents. Teen Godzilla's got no parents. And
Kong
that,
got no parents.
Kong, that establishes the connection.
Other little girl other got little no parents.
She turns on the radio and then it's all happening.
Yeah.
Charles Dance slips off again. He climbs onto the boat.
We got a lot of dead parents. Yeah. There's a motive happening, and I think that's going to happen. And I think for Godzilla to finally be like, you know, true to himself and get on with the, and like, you know, move on with life, he has to kill his zombie dad.
Yeah. So you're putting money on zombie dad?
Yeah.
What about you?
I think I like the combining DNA from
Ghidorah.
Ghidorah.
Yeah. I think I'm going on no third party, just like an evil organization controlling Teen Godzilla. That would be my bet.
You're in agreement that you think that Godzilla, the original Godzilla, is dead?
Yes, I think the original Godzilla is dead. Teen Godzilla, they're controlling, or it could even be main Godzilla. I think that's feasible too. But that my money would be on getting controlled to be evil instead of getting ready to fight a Mecha Godzilla or whatever. As much as I'd love a zombified Mecha Godzilla, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I think that because they're trying to do a shared universe, and the most obvious shared universe is the MCU, you're going to sneaky steal bits from it, and I think that that's where you're going to get the S.H.I.E.L.D.-like thing with Monarch. Okay.
Yeah.
Which I think may have already kind of happened in the second one. But again, I don't like to think about it.
Yeah.
Was Charles Dance part of Monarch? Was he ex-Monarch?
Is he even in the movie? We genuinely can't say for sure one way or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not for us to know.
The more you say it, the more I'm now convinced that he did slip off a boat.
And you can picture it, can't
you? It's so easy.
Have you seen Tenet?
Yeah.
You know, the guy falls off the boat in that.
When?
It's not Charles Dance.
He falls off a boat. He does fall off a boat.
Well, he gets shot off a boat.
Yeah, it's not really a slip in my mind. Yeah. Charles Dance slips.
Is it night?
Like, yeah, it's night, and it's this rocky, storm.
Yeah.
And he slips off a boat.
Yeah. Why are you saying yeah?
It's in my head now. I can see it.
Charles Dance slips off a boat.
Yeah, it's
while
rocky.
Sneaking up
It's rocky. They're on a big boat. Millie Bobby Brown, she's on the radio,
Godzilla,
come in.
She's wearing like a yellow, like a raincoat thing.
And Charles Dance is on the side of the boat, sneaking up, and then they like over a wave, and he slips.
Your Jackson gaslighting will not work on me. I'm not imagining a fake ending to this movie.
It happens like 2/3 of the way through.
How'd he die then? How'd he die then? Go on.
I don't think he does die. I think he goes to jail.
I'm not confident. I'm confident in my answer, but you're not confident in yours.
So I think you're going to get first act is mostly just Kong stuff, and probably even Kong stuff before you find out that Godzilla's gone bad. Godzilla goes bad, they're like, I know about this Kong thing, go get Kong, bring Kong in. Kong's like, I hate you.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
20 minute fight.
Then it's revealed through human characters just doing stuff
that
there was the reason they're attacking this stuff is because they're trying to do this, and they go to try and stop the program, which I think will be combining King Ghidorah's DNA with maybe, you might even get Mutos again.
Yeah, true. Theoretically.
Oh, yeah, I remember Mutos.
Yeah, the first one.
You love the Mutos.
They were just trying to start a family.
Yeah.
And combining them into a mecha thing, and they might just call it mecha
like Mecha Kaiju or Mecha Titan or something.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. But everyone will be like, and then when it comes, it'll do the Godzilla scream, and everyone like, Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah.
And then I think that they'll fight that Kong will die, Kong will win, and they'll be like, this Kong truly was king or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then
Kong. What about this? Kong sacrifices himself to save Godzilla. Jumps in the way of a blast or something and it dies.
Yeah.
Because that's like, it's a weird thing. Even King of Monsters did it where they just like give the monsters really human characteristics in a fight. You know what I mean? Like Mothra comes and like, he's like cries over dead Godzilla or whatever. So I can see Kong doing a valorant, you know, taking a bullet or a laser blast so Godzilla doesn't.
Yeah.
And then Godzilla holding Kong. What about this? You know that classic painting?
The one that like every comic book you got like Superman holding Supergirl.
Yeah, Batman holding Robin. Yep. Yeah, yeah, that one.
Jean Grey and Cyclops.
Yeah, yeah, that, but it's Godzilla with Kong screaming at the sky.
Shooting a beam.
Yeah, shooting a beam up. I think that's how it'll end.
That'll be his funeral.
Yeah.
And then someone will say King Kong, the end. I will put $10,000 on the fact that they make a joke. They reference to like King Kong or they say Kong truly was king.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like for sure. Because they've not said that yet. They've not thrown never King called in there. I know this is late in the game. Maybe Godzilla dies and Kong is crowned king of monsters.
But therefore, they won't kill Godzilla. Kong. Godzilla makes more money than Kong.
Well, that's true.
How are they going to have a coronation? They're titans.
Got a big crown.
Yeah, obviously.
Big crown, big scepter, dude. He becomes the queen of England.
Simply imagine a crown and then imagine it bigger.
Yeah. Oh. Hell yes. Or maybe he's like, as he's rampaging through the city, there's like, I don't know, king's mattresses. And they've got a big crown on top of their store and he puts it on.
And he
looks at the camera and says, I'm King Kong. But he says it like that with weird pronunciation or like emphasis on I'm King Kong.
Or like once again, same thing, it's like King's mattresses. They're fighting, Godzilla gets like smacked in the face.
Yep.
Godzilla hits like the King mattress sign, it falls up, he sees the crown and he's like, oh, he picks it up, looks at Kong, and he's like, You dropped this.
Yeah. that would be FTOY for FOTY for me then.
What if the ending of the movie is one of the characters, let's just say Kyle Chandler, looking at King Kong and just says, thank you, King.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. that would be great. Or it's just like a hashtag on Twitter. Like over the credits, they show it trending and like people tweeting it.
Thank you, King.
Thank you, King. But it's about King Kong.
Yeah.
I think that's almost a shoo-in.
Yeah.
So any characters you think are going to die apart from, like, in, like, so we got the main character?
Kyle Chandler will die?
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Write his gravestone. Now, Kyle Chandler,
not in the film.
The real man,
he's Kyle Chandler, he's done. Dead.
Yeah,
King Kong, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Godzilla, dead.
Oh my god!
I think they'll kill both, but
franchise killer. They're like, you know what? We don't. Everyone start universes. Option. We don't want it.
We don't want the opposite. That rules. Imagine they. Nuclear option. All of the kaiju are dead. On the screen, it's like Godzilla won't return.
Where did you watch this movie? Godzilla's fucking dead.
Yeah. Go home.
We're doing nothing. We're doing something new now.
Yeah, we're gonna figure it out. This was a bust. No one really liked these. We're done.
Yeah.
We're pulling the plug.
I reckon Godzilla and Kong both die.
Yeah.
Then at the end of the credits, you get like Kong's hand or something and it'll move.
Oh, okay.
Well, just like how nukes brought back Godzilla, what bring back Kong?
Oh.
But big banana.
Big banana?
Yeah.
It'll be,
and then it'll say, ooh, banana.
Yeah.
Cut to black.
As his hand clasps and you're like, he wants a banana now. Yeah.
We can do that.
Are we going to get a scene where Kong eats bananas?
I would like that, but he's too big to eat a regular banana.
Yeah, but like a whole bunch of bananas. What about this? You know, big bunch of bananas, and he squeezes it, and they all come out to his open mouth.
Or he gets a big banana tree. They don't grow on trees, but imagine they do. And then he puts it in his mouth, and he sucks it out like when a cartoon cat eats a fish, and it comes out as the bones.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
What if Godzilla eats Kong like that?
Pulls out an ape skeleton. Godzilla just skeletonized Kong! DEFCON 1!
I think that's pretty much I was going to go.
That's it. Yeah. We can hope.
Yeah, so we're all sort of like, so you and me, JD, we think there's going to be a third sort of monster.
Third
kind of
monster.
Thing. I think it's going to be a zombie dad.
I think it's going to be like a combination thing.
And Jack, I think it's going to be, there's no third monster, it's just mind control.
But you also said that you think that this feels like it's a trial, but you also think that it's not actually the Godzilla we saw originally?
Yes. No. Yeah. I don't think so. But that's only so that when we find that out, and we find out Kyle Chandler's also died, or Kyle Chandler dies, that Millie Bobby Brown and Godzilla can have a connection there.
Okay.
That's why.
Smart. Everyone orphan. Yeah. Everyone is orphan or has a dead dad and is sad.
And Millie Bobby Brown and the other girl, they rumble at the same time as King Kong and Godzilla. If Millie Bobby Brown's like 18 or whatever, and the other child's clearly under 10. My money's on Millie. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Just I wish wrangling the child.
It's called Millie Bobby Brown versus unnamed child.
And underneath the names just says 18 verse 9? Question mark.
The world needs Millie Bobby Brown. Two alpha children, man. They're drawn to each other.
Just like fighting on a playground.
That one's 9, but she's got tattoos, and that's tough.
Yeah, that's sick, man. That's cool. Yeah.
I think they're going to come together as friends, but I like the fighting, scrappy idea. It's nice.
Okay, will anyone fall off a boat and drown, or a cliff?
If Giles Dance comes back, he will then subsequently fall off a boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you only think Charles Dance, see Kyle Chandler not going to...
I can't imagine anyone else doing it.
Okay. Yeah. Charles Dance is the king of falling off boats. No one does it quite like him.
He's got it nailed. Yeah, I think in this early year, your only death scenes on boats are going to be when Godzilla like rams through it. When you might get someone like slipping and falling and drowning. So maybe. You might get at least two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I reckon two drownings, you're going to kind of like, maybe not they're going to be the four focus. Yeah. Like, you're going to be like, oh, look, there's a man drowning. But you're going to be like, there's a man, he's drowning. I reckon you're going to get at least two of them.
You know what we should start releasing? We should start making, specifically for movies, bingo cards that people can print off and take into the cinema with them.
Baseless speculation bingo cards.
Yeah, bingo cards, right? Child fight. Charles Dance falling off a boat.
Wow, I'm wasting all this paper by not crossing off anything. You don't even take a pen into the cinema. You're not going to need it.
Just the end of the movie, the bin's just full of untouched virgin paper. We were just wrong.
It's just so wrong. Didn't even get it.
Why'd I print this off? Might as well not brought a pencil. God damn.
I'm so excited. They were off. So wrong. Wrong at everything.
The BS boys fucked me again. God damn it.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. And this has been Baseless Speculation. And we've been the BS boys. And hopefully we don't fuck you again.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.